Have you ever had a moment where you knew you were cheating yourself? For example,
you know that losing weight or gaining weight or going to bed earlier or not drinking or whatever else, like you've got a vice and you know emphatically in your mind, like, okay, it's preventing me from scaling up my business, or it's preventing me from getting the love that I deserve, or it's something else that's really important to you, but you find yourself like just sabotaging yourself. You end up partying, drinking late, and never get to bed on time. You always find yourself having all these notifications buzz all throughout the day on your phone or your watch, and you're always shocked that you don't get the most important things done because everything seems to be spiraling all around you and getting you off track. If this is you, if you are like, oh, I need to prioritize my wellness, but I just don't know how to do it, listen to today's episode. We're going to dive into what that looks like to identify things that you know is helpful, get the excuses out of the way, and start living the life that you deserve to live. We're going to get to all of that coming to you after this short break. Hey, and welcome to the Introverted Entrepreneur Podcast. My name is Denise Lee, and I'm a life coach for entrepreneurs. This is a podcast where we're not so much talking about the nuts and bolts of growing your business, but we're talking about living your best life. I've got tons of entrepreneurs that are successful of hiring people, getting things off the ground, launching, scaling, all that fun stuff, but their life is not living in their best way, meaning that they have worries, their anxieties, they're not getting connections with the people that are really important to them. They're not feeling satisfied that they're moving in the direction personally that they deserve to be. And if that's you, if you are wanting more out of life, and you're tired of the cliche, work hard, play hard, and everything will kind of resolve itself, this is the podcast that is going to help you not just survive, but thrive personally as well as professionally. And that's the kind of conversations that I'm interested in. And if this is your very first time listening, welcome, welcome, welcome. Make sure you hit that follow, subscribe button wherever you're listening. That way, as soon as I drop an episode, which is usually on Mondays and Wednesdays, you'll be able to listen to it lickety-split. And if you like to talk with me, I'd love to talk with you back too. Check me out on X, Twitter, Denise G. Lee. There you'll read and interact with me on thoughts about addictions. I know, like, that's a fun topic, but personal improvement, understanding yourself, recognizing how fear blocks us, understanding where we can go for help, erasing the limiting beliefs about what our potential is, and get so much more. I often love answering questions and just interacting with you. So if you haven't done so already, if you are on X, Twitter, follow me there. And then also, if you're interested in reading my thoughts on how our minds work, science-based articles based on understanding why we do the things that we do on a deeper level, you're going to enjoy reading my articles at denisegleigh.com. And obviously, if you're interested in working with me directly, that's the place to go and inquire about working with me. And then also, when you're at denisegleigh.com, check out the banner that's on top. It says, Know Your Life Script. For all of us, we are unfortunately trained to operate on fear, worries, anxieties. And as a result, it causes us not to feel connected with our feelings, our thoughts, or even feeling joyful about our bodies. And because of that, we end up doing lots of crazy things that sabotage the things that matter most to us. And if you're interested in knowing what your life script is, how you've been influenced by the people, culture, so many different influences around your life, then the life script is going to be really a game changer to open your eyes about who you are and how those influences may have impacted you. It's a free quiz. Just takes 15 minutes. Go ahead and check that out. I'm also leaving links in the show notes below for you to be able to access that and everything else. And with that being said, I want to talk with you about this idea of prioritizing wellness over fear. This is real. This is where we're having this honest conversation of we line our way out of the blessings that help us think clearly, be healthy, and live optimally. And this is where I get honest about my own junk, because what's the point of me telling you this is what you need to do, and you're like, well, that's awesome, Denise, but you can't relate to my situation. Well, that's true. I may not relate to everything that's going on in your life, but I think I can be able to kind of glean out some of my own personal experiences so that you understand that I definitely understand about wasting weeks, months, years, decades doing stuff that is not helpful to you. And one of the biggest ways that we lie to ourselves is about what our bodies need to function. And I'll never forget this when I was still working in corporate America, had a full-time job. I occasionally got massages. And I remember the first time I got a massage, it was like one of those coupons from Hand Stone Massage, one of those retail places. And I thought, oh, that's awesome. And then they had all these like subscription models saying, oh, well, it's like $80 a month at the time, or I forgot how much it was. It doesn't matter. But I remember when I first got the massage, it helped really ease the neck and the back pain that came from being in a stressful environment. And let me tell you something, if you're in a stress-filled environment, you are paying more ways than one, not just with the muscle aches. For some of us, we're having clenched jaws, migraines, insomnia. Our body is screaming that there is something wrong. If you're interested in more about our bodies physiological types of reactions to stress, when the body says no by Gabor Mate and Robert Sapolsky's Why Zebras Don't Get Ulcers, like there's a bunch of other books. But the point I'm trying to make is that my body was screaming to me that I was in an unsafe and unhealthy place. And in that brief 45 minutes when I was getting the massage, it helped ease my body, and in return it helped ease my mind. And despite all of that, I just thought it was expensive. I didn't understand that being in safe, welcoming environments where my body was being taken care of, as I mentioned earlier, kept my mind at ease. And this quote-unquote expense was actually improving the quality of my life if I did it regularly. Okay, let's just think about it another way. How many of you guys have gone to a really nice vacation? Just insert the name in your mind. I'm not going to taint your mind and say a certain place, because I have my own ideas of what a great place is, and I don't want to taint your mind of what it is. Like, you got that place in your mind? All right, you got it? And imagine that experience of no distractions, no worries, no problems. For once, that chitter-chatter in your brain about what you should be doing and all the people that depend on you, all that stuff is silence, and you're at ease. Think about how your body feels in that moment. Think about like how everything is just starting to make sense. You're starting to get clarity at the things that felt muddled and confused in your life. Think about all those moments where you are able to finally just see it for how it is and not have worries and stresses and anxieties confuse your mind. Because I don't know about you, but when I'm under a lot of stress, I can't think straight. And if I can't think straight, I make really bad decisions. And those bad decisions lead into problems that make it even worse. And because my mind's already confused and already stressed, then I'm making even more bad choices that seem to get me even more stuck in the situation. It's just kind of like a ripple effect. But when we take those moments out to take care of ourselves, to get that rest and relaxation, again, think about that place that you want to go, that happy spot, where you're there for a week, 2 weeks, a month, however long you're out there, and you're finally allowing your body to finally just hit that chill pill. You can come back refreshed. Those problems don't seem as serious as you thought it to be. And then you can finally step back and go, oh, wow, I can do this. I can ask this person for help. Nah, this person is not really necessary. Oh, wow, I really need to take advantage of that opportunity. And all the gears start clicking smoother and faster without delay. But we can't do that when we're constantly trying to move all the time without delay, when we don't invest in ourselves. And that's scary, because for a lot of us, we just think, well, I just need to keep going. I need to keep making money. And then once I get the money, then I'll be able to schedule in the time. But let's just get real. How many of you guys have finally been able to add in more rest when you're feeling excited when things are going your way? You're getting more followers online. You're getting more likes. You're getting more money in the bank. How many of y'all actually want to slow down? I don't know about you, but that's the last thing that's on my mind is slowing down. In fact, if anything, I want to ramp things up. I don't want to take time to slow down. If you're a mover and a shaker, that's just your modus operandi. And I totally get it. So what can we do? If we're wired to want to be successful, we're wired to move, we're wired to make things happen, like yesterday, how do we finally get the clarity? How do we finally invest in ourselves when we have all these crazy fears telling us that we need certain things lined up, certain people to come up and to help us? How do we take care of us? Well, I want to explain how we're going to do that. I have some tips for you. And as you're listening to these tips I have to share, I want you to take note and go, okay, this is the part where I need to get real with myself, that I haven't been really understanding what it really takes to take care of myself. Because I see so many of you guys wanting to scale your business, launch a new adventure, just do something different in your personal life. But you don't, because you don't prioritize your wellness. And if you're interested in doing that, I've got some tip for you. This is a time where I'm a note taker. I love taking notes, but if note taking is not available or option for you right now, just mentally reflect. You can always come back to this podcast episode at a later time and think about it again. But here's my tips for you. I'm going to say them all at once, and then we're going to get into each one specifically. Number one, acknowledge the importance of your wellness. Two, identify fear-based beliefs. Three, challenge negative thought. Four, set realistic goals. Five, create a supportive environment. Six, practice self-compassion. And number seven is take action. Woo! Don't worry if you're like, I missed number two, Denise. Don't worry. We're going to go into each one step by step. But as you're listening to this, again, this is where you get real. This is where you get honest with yourself, because ain't no future and fun front in here. Like, we can't be able to get the life that we deserve if we don't front load our life with times that we can just exhale, breathe, and focus on what really matters most. Because oftentimes, I don't know about you, but the best ideas come to me when I'm not feeling stressed, when I'm not feeling overwhelmed, when I'm not feeling overcome with comparison and jealousy and all this other stuff that this world tells us to do. Because it wants us to buy into the lie that within our own power and our own strength alone, we can make things happen. When in reality, our future comes from connectedness through the network of within ourselves and other people. That's just a fact. And you can look to so many wisdoms and religious and spiritual teachings that always talk about grounding the self in order to be able to see possibilities to which others are blinded to. And with that being said, let's go into these steps. First, number one is acknowledge the importance of wellness. This is so important because for a lot of us, we take our health for granted. We want our body to stay silent and not complain. We want our body to move us from place to place and not protest. But how many times have you been stopped in your tracks with a headache or a migraine or your heart is just almost feeling like it's beating out of your chest, or you're just feeling so much anxiety and worry, your body is screaming to you, things are not well, and we need to switch things up because it ain't working. If you want to be able to help other people grow your business, expand your reach, it's not going to come from a place of being drained. You know, I was just reading an article about this the other day. It was in the Wall Street Journal. It was an article about entrepreneurs that were losing weight and are getting their health in better shape, and they were noticing that their business was improving. And they say, well, they couldn't quantify that, but they know there was a definite link. And one particular person was saying that he lost 20 pounds within 3 months, and people were taking notice of them, asking him questions. He was feeling more energy, feeling more better confidence. The confidence was radiating to the people around him. They were feeling more confident in him because of his ability to make quicker decisions without worry and anxiety. It was a ripple effect. And for a lot of you guys, you think that this whole hustle thing, burnout thing, is like, well, I'll rest when I get my stuff together. But business is a marathon, not a sprint. And in order for you to be able to perform at the highest levels, it's going to take a total rewiring of what you see the world doing. Because of course, the world never tells you that they're burning out, popping Adderall, taking oxycodone, all this crazy stuff in order to numb themselves from the pain that they're feeling, and be able to finally just be able to be at peace, at ease, without stuff taking, you're taking stuff, so that you can be finally at ease. So again, the importance of wellness, I'm not trying to harp on this, I'm just trying to really, I guess I am harping on this, because for a lot of us, we just think somehow we have enough time. Time is an illusion. You have right now. If you take care of right now, the future will take care of itself. But you can't do that if you're constantly trying to burn hard 24/7. And for a lot of you guys, that fear of economic uncertainty is coming from comparisons from other people, feeling envious that you should be getting far ahead if you do more work. And that source signs of some deeper issues. What we're going to do is number two is identify your fear-based belief. For a lot of us, we don't take care of ourselves because we don't believe that we're worthy, that we don't deserve it, that all the other people around us are not going to appreciate us taking time out. This is the time I want you to identify any of those ideas that are coming in your mind. Because for a lot of us, we have these thoughts on autopilot, and what we don't question gets stronger. So if you had this thought that maybe you didn't deserve to take care of yourself, then the moment that bad things happen, then you say, well, that must be true. And then you affirm even deeper, I don't deserve to take care of myself. And then you make mistakes because you're tired, overwhelmed. Well, you see, these people are treating me bad because I don't deserve to take care of themselves. Have you ever gotten yourself into like a pattern of just beating and punishing yourself because you've never asked yourself, well, where did this original idea that I don't deserve to take care of myself comes from? And actually, that brings me to number three, is challenging those negative thoughts. Now that you've identified, now is the time to challenge them. This is where you reframe those ideas into positive affirmations that support your well-being. For example, let's think about this idea of I can't afford to prioritize my wellness. Well, now this is the time you want to remind yourself that investing in your health is an investment in your future. I want you to think about every single thing about you're feeling resistance about, either taking care of your hair, your skin, your nails, your energy. And I want you to say, for example, oh, I don't, there's not enough time for sleep. Well, there's not enough time for you to feel exhausted because you're not thinking straight when you're exhausted. Challenge those thoughts. For a lot of us, we give power to things that are actually destroying the things that matter most to us. And now that we have acknowledge the importance of wellness, identify our fear-based beliefs, challenge those negative thoughts. Let's move into number four, setting realistic goals. So here's the thing. I think everyone has this idea that we're excited, we're pumped. We know that we need to be doing something, things about, I need to stop drinking. I need to lose more weight. I need to get into a fitness program. I need to do all this stuff. And then if I just think about it and set a plan really quickly, then and overnight, I should be beautiful and wealthy and sexy and whatever else that we want. Boo-boo, that's not even healthy to think that way. Now, I remember earlier this year, I wanted to reset my fitness program. And I knew what I was doing wasn't really helping me get the results that I wanted. And I had this deluded idea that just looking at the stats on my fitness watch was enough, that I didn't really have to check other areas of my life. So when we're setting a realistic goal, we're going to have it baked into what can we do with the time that we have right now? What is realistic for me based on my starting point? And how can I schedule in these activities that help me feel better about myself? And for me, I had to make some really hard decisions about the type of workouts I was doing, the type of stretching and cool down. I had to do the things that would support my fitness even when I'm not working out. So as you're thinking about making goals to meet your wellness plan, whatever that looks like, make sure that you block out certain things on your calendar. You're thinking about what you can do to support your goals when you're not working on your goals. Like, for example, for me, in order for me to be able to have a meet my fitness goal, that requires optimal sleep. That requires intentional eating. That requires positive thoughts about my body's ability to grow and change as my plan develops. Are you thinking about that for yourself? Translate that energy that you put into your business into your mindset about how you want to take better care of your body, okay? So we first talked about acknowledging the importance of wellness. We talked about identifying fear-based beliefs, 3, challenging negative thoughts, 4, setting realistic goals. Let's move into creating a supportive environment. You know, here's the thing. I have never been able to get better surrounded with people who are hating everything that I'm doing. I'm laughing, but ain't that the truth? How many of us think stupidly that if we're doing good, then somehow all the people who are actually losing in that area that we want to improve will somehow be motivated and encouraging and supportive towards us? I don't know about you, but that never happened for me. And for a lot of us, we probably need to, find people that are all about what we want to do, that are supportive, they're encouraging, that are motivating, that will encourage us in the elliptus. I remember I had a Fitbit about 10 years ago, and I loved the fitness competitions where it was me and a bunch of other people online, and we would meet these walking goals for the day, and we could send each other like positive messages like, hey, you're doing great, or hey, even if they didn't meet that goal, better luck tomorrow. I got you. You're doing awesome. Do you have people, at least 3 to 4 people around you that can help rally and support each other? I think for a lot of us, we get so ashamed that we have a problem, that we isolate, and we don't share our feelings because we're afraid of judgment and criticism. And if we're especially around negative people who only think negative, then they're going to enable you to blame or procrastinate or avoid because of their own fears. It's a vicious cycle. So I want you to identify people that will support and acknowledge the good things that you're doing and share your goals. Don't just be a committee of one with the things that you're wanting to improve. Share it with somebody else. And that way they can offer you encouragement as well as accountability. Because without accountability, none of us get anything that we want accomplished done. That's just a fact. All right, now let's talk about practicing self-compassion. This is a big one because I don't know about you, But if you grew up in an environment where everybody was judgmental and critical and very perfectionistic, that can really taint your mind and think that, well, if you don't get this done a certain way at a certain time frame, then you're a loser and nothing's going to happen. And all this crazy stuff comes to your mind. And what we don't challenge becomes absorbed. And so for a lot of us, we don't have compassion for ourselves about the pathway, the process of taking better care of ourselves. Because all these voices in our heads are like, you shouldn't be even having a problem. You should be like a machine and working hard 24/7. Tabby Kabler, a transactional psychologist, had the series of five drivers about what makes people miserable in life. And I want to share them with you right now. Be perfect. Be strong. Hurry up. Please others. And try harder. Being perfect. Oh, I don't have any problems. Nobody can even see any blemishes on me. Being strong. No, I shouldn't ask for help at any time. I've got this. Hurry up. Oh my goodness, I should have gotten this done yesterday. I have this event that's coming up and I can't even fit in my dress or this outfit. I need to just do 5,000 HIIT workouts in a day. Please others. Well, I need to make sure that my partner feels proud of me about this and try harder. Well, if we need to block out 4 hours, nonstop hours, making sure that we get this stuff done, we're going to get it done. That's going to drive you insane if you are trying to be any of these five. Be perfect, be strong, hurry up, please others to try harder. That's not a way to live love. We need to be able to finally ask ourselves, okay, what is needed and necessary and at ease for us to do right now? We need to learn how to please ourselves. We need to work at being the best version of ourselves. And we have to be able to be kind and gentle. And that doesn't happen when we're always screaming and yelling at ourselves about what we could and should be doing better. We shouldn't be doing that at all. It's a better way for us to be living. Okay. Now, I want to talk with you lastly about taking action. Now that you know what you need to do in that specific area of your life right now, I want you to take some concrete steps toward prioritizing your wellness, even if it feels uncomfortable at first. And the reason why it feels uncomfortable at first, the reason why you have resistance of it, because it's not a habit, it's not a pattern in your life. It takes time for our brains to create these little connections in our minds so that we can able to lay the foundations. We have little brain cells called neurons, and we have little dendrites which kind of connects each neuron to another, and it takes time, 3 days, believe it or not, to either make or break a habit. So if you're and it takes up to 66 days for it to be finally created, but unfortunately it takes 3 days to, like I said, break it. So for a lot of us, we resist improving because we just haven't made it a habit. We're going to make it simple. We're going to make it easy. We're going to make it actionable. We're going to eliminate the excuses out of it. I remember I was talking with one particular client about, we were talking about fitness goals, for example. And she said, you know what I'm going to do before I go to sleep? I'm going to put my gym clothes and my shoes right next to my bed. And I literally have to step over it in order for me to get to the bathroom. So there's no way I can say, well, I don't know where my gym clothes are. I don't know what I'm going to wear. I want you to finally get rid of the excuses, put stuff on the calendar, block out certain things, fire some certain activities from your life or people if necessary, in order for you to finally do something. For a lot of us, we don't do things because we have never identified and removed the obstacles, and we never made it simple and easy to do. So whatever that looks like to make it simple and easy, I want you to take advantage of either your technology, people, ask for help. I want you to be able to get some apps if you need to, because Lord knows there's so many fun applications that can help to remind you, buzz you, zzz you, let you know, like, oh, it's time for you to do this, or it's time for you to do that. If you prioritize growing your business, you can prioritize improving your mind, okay? Now, I've talked about these steps, but my question for you is, what was most important for you? Was it acknowledging it? was identifying, challenging your negative thoughts, making goals, support system. Maybe some of you guys are just trying to do it all by yourself. And that's why you're not crushing it in improving your life. Is it because you don't have self-compassion? You're constantly blaming yourself for things you should do without any support, which makes no sense because we have never questioned the negative thoughts in our minds. Is it because we never take action? We're procrastinating and we're avoiding it? I don't know. Something you need to ask yourself. And if you would like to talk about it with me, I'd love to talk with it via social media, X Twitter, to send me a private message. If you are listening via anchor.fm/Denise Shealy, you can also send me a message. I'd love to hear from you. And obviously, you can send me a direct message via my website, DeniseShealy.com. Well, thank you so much for listening to this particular episode. I'm hoping that as you're listening to this, you can find one or maybe more areas of your life that you're like, you know what? This is really going to help me feel better about myself. And in return, it can help me think better and make better decisions and eliminate the drama. Because Lord knows, if we have less drama-filled people, we can get better done with little fuss as possible. Well, again, if this is your first time listening, make sure you hit the follow subscribe button and write a review, all that fun stuff. Well, until next time, take care and be awesome.